Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is now time, not just for you on the Autoflex Leasing Fantex, but for Troy to hit the music. Top 5 NFL Power Rankings at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. By the way, this just coming in from Ian Rappaport. Looks like Lane Johnson is questionable for this evening. That just came out about 25 minutes ago. Had a fan who must have some OU intel tell me that about an hour ago. Says, look for Lane Johnson not to play. High ankle sprain tonight. Giants, Eagles in New York. Let's go, Giants. Hopefully, Lane Johnson does not play. 5-1. Last week, the Jacksonville Jaguars embarrassed me. That was my big hit. We had Miami embarrassing some people in here. We had Baltimore embarrassing some people in here. So let's go 5-4-3-2-1, starting off with Ralph James.
Number five, last week I had the Jacksonville Jaguars in my number five selection. This week I have the Jacksonville Jaguars in my number five selection. I know they lost.
Wow.
Blake had a bad game.
Really bad.
Really, really bad. Really, really bad. Those of us who watched the game, and I know we all did, there was two plays in there, not two possessions where they were inside the five. Very easily could have been a 30-28 game. We all look at it differently. Because of the turnovers, I still think Jacksonville is one of the five best teams in the NFL. And I'm going to keep them right there at number five.
I have moved the Cincinnati Bengals down a spot to number five. I still have them in my top five, though, because I think you just have to respect the fact that they're 4-1 to start the season. Now, I'm going to get, you know, really the truest test that they've had probably all season when they play the Steelers at home this weekend. And if they don't win that game, it'll be pretty easy to slide them out of the top five. But for right now, I believe they're favored in that game against the Steelers by a slight margin. So for that reason, I still got the Cincinnati Bengals in there at 4-1.
This is my toughest decision, my only tough decision. I am split between the team that I've been loyal to every single week and the team that I think is up and coming because the weapons are standing out. I don't know what to do between the Patriots and the Vikings. I'm trying to feed. Now, the Vikings are about to get a break in the schedule. They're 2-2-1. They have Arizona at home. Then they're at the Jets. So that should be an easy 4-2-1. If they played tomorrow on a neutral field, I would barely take New England. Barely. So I'm going to put the Patriots as my number five team. But that's where I'm really, really torn. The Vikings get bumped.
Very nice. Very
but
nice.
They're going to be 4-2 soon. Minnesota is.
With the tie. They'll have the tie, obviously.
4-2-1.
Yeah. So, okay, that's
New England sure. is 2-2-1.
New England?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. 3-2. I'm sorry. 3-2. They get Kansas City at home, then at Chicago. So, I'm putting on my five, even though they got two tough games coming up.
You know, it's interesting. I'm, you know, semi-proud here because, you know, Jacksonville destroyed New England. And you have, maybe you have Jacksonville ahead of New England still. I don't know.
Maybe I do.
I'm assuming you don't. But that'd be interesting if you did. My number four is Cincinnati. I had them at number four last week. I will have them at four again. They continue to win. They're a good team. They're not a great football team. I don't think they have a chance, and you know what, to win the Super Bowl. But they still right now are one of the better teams in the NFL. They've proven that over the course of the first 5 weeks, first third of the season or so. So I have Cincinnati in my number four selection.
I had the New England Patriots at number four. Moved them up above Cincinnati. I know last week, Sean, when we did it, I was still basing it on the past week, so I hadn't really taken into account both the Indianapolis win and the way the Bengals won. The Bengals are 4-1, and like I said, I give them credit for being in the fifth spot, but they needed 24 points in the fourth quarter against Miami, including two defensive touchdowns, to pull that victory out after going down 17-0. Credit them for going down 17-0 and then rattling off 27 unanswered, but take a little bit away from the fact that it was that sketchy to begin with against a bad Dolphins team, a team that I believe will be bad by the end of the season. Patriots move up to number 4.
Jacksonville is my number 4.
Hey, I like it.
Jacksonville is my number 4.
They moved up, didn't they?
No. I had them higher up.
Okay.
I had them above the team they just lost to.
Oh.
And I have them in the Super Bowl, but now we're getting good Blake or bad Blake.
GBBB.
If he's bad Blake, it's hard to say for me, then that's the only way the Cowboys can win this game. The only way they can win on Sunday, and he's very capable of it. You want Blake Bortles' microcosm? 4 interceptions with about 450 yards? That was his stat line against the Chiefs. He's a hot mess. I still believe the defense is great. I have to have them over New England because they handled New England. They should have beat them last year in the playoffs. So the Jags are my number 4, but they dropped this week in the power rankings. Number 3.
Number 3, I struggled with adding a team. I was going to add one of two teams. One team I couldn't have added because even though they have a really good record and they have a great defense, their schedule, they've played a really bad schedule. So I did not put the Chicago Bears in my top 5. But I did move the New Orleans Saints up to number 3.
Ooh.
And
Roy's proud papa.
The New Orleans Saints, while their defense is very suspect, their offense is just an absolute machine. And at some point, they've gotten healthy now because they get Mark Ingram back from the suspension.
Yeah.
And they still have Alvin Kamara, how they're going to use both those guys moving forward. They obviously have Michael Thomas. But give me a little bit of New Orleans Saints at number 3.
I have the Kansas City Chiefs at number 3. Mm. I actually had them move down a spot, even though
they beat
Jacksonville, a very good team. Now,
he doesn't love Jacksonville.
I'm further down on the Jags than you guys are for sure. But they look good again. It's not really, again, taking anything away from them. They can't do anything more than be 5-0. I just think the two teams I have above them on a neutral site would take both of them down. So nothing taken away from Kansas City there. A good performance by them. Although Patrick Mahomes was held in check by that Jacksonville defense. 2 interceptions, just 1 touchdown, about 250 yards. That's well below his season average. So maybe that tells you that good defenses will still have an opportunity against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know if good defenses are going to have a chance right now against the New Orleans Saints.
I've been waiting for this team to come on. I was with Roy last year on them. I love them. I almost picked them for the Super Bowl. And I'm scared about naming this right now, not because of the way they're playing. I don't know if any team in the NFL has as much of a nightmare schedule coming up than the New Orleans Saints, my number 3 team.
Yeah, they do.
This is a nightmare. Now, they scored 43 against Atlanta. They won on the road. They worked the Giants. They pulled away 33-18. And then they embarrassed the Redskins 43-19. They're 4-1. Here's the schedule. At Baltimore. At Minnesota. Rams at home. At Cincy. Eagles at home. Falcons at home.
Stop it.
At Dallas.
I'm hurting. Stop it.
And at Dallas, at Tampa Bay are the two weak ones in the schedule. And then at Carolina.
Stop. I can't take it anymore.
Pittsburgh at home.
No.
Carolina. To end the year. They're going to play Carolina 2 times in a 3-week span. How dumb is that?
Good schedule there,
Look
Roger.
Look at that schedule for the New Orleans Saints. So I'm worried about the Patriots at number 5 because of their next 2 games, and I'm worried about the Saints here because of their next 11. That is crazy.
That is very, very difficult to have to navigate yourself through.
Saints at number 3 for me, power rankings, 877-881-1053.
I hate this team. I can't stand them. They're boring. Their uniforms are boring. Their head coach is boring. Everything about them is boring except the amount of points they put up. The Kansas City Chiefs are number 2.
Wait, what did you say were the boring things?
Everything. Their uniforms, their fans, their head coach.
I didn't hear you say the offense.
No, I said everything but the offense. Oh, but the offense is very is not boring.
Okay.
But as I mean, it's boring from the it's like a video game aspect, you know? It's like there's throw some 1990s offense in there every now and then. Mix it up.
what number are they?
Number two.
Number two. Dub?
I can't stand their uniforms. I can't stand their fans. I can't stand their logo.
The fans are
I can't
amazing.
Stand anything about it. I can't, their stadium.
The fans are awesome.
Old,
their stadium
decrepit
is
stadium.
Awesome.
Blow it up.
It's amazing.
Blow it up.
Fantastic.
I number wish we two could for have me.
Half of that home field advantage in Arlington.
I have the Saints. They're number two. I just think, I mean, the weapons. The weapons, the weapons, the weapons. Drew Brees is unbelievable. Mark Ingram back in tow with them. They didn't even need Alvin Kamara in this last game. I think he had maybe 40 yards combined. And they won by 24 with absolutely no troubles. Their defense got a couple of turnovers as well. If their defense,
yes.
Remember, the New Orleans Saints, when they went on their championship run, that defense led the league in turnovers. If they could get the ball one or two more times a game for Drew Brees and company, they're just going to be tough to beat.
My number two is Kansas City. I was wrestling a little bit between the Saints and the Chiefs. But you can't deny KC. If New Orleans defense can play a little bit better, then I would have them higher than the Chiefs. I still need to see it a little bit more, but KC, number two for me right now.
Okay, so I'm right there with you as well. And my number one, and I think everyone's number one,
sure.
As it should be, is the LA Rams.
There it is. Go one through five.
Rams, Chiefs, Saints, Bengals, Jags.
Rams, Saints, Chiefs, Patriots, Bengals.
Rams, Chiefs, Saints, Jacksonville, along with the Patriots. I'm proud of you guys, though. Get these scrubs out of here, Baltimore, Miami, that y'all try to buy into. I respect the Bengals more than those two. We get some real deal players in here. I like it.
I will say Baltimore is not bad.
Defensively,
they're amazing. They've given up fewer points than the Jags have.
They are the Jags. We got to admit
they've scored more points than the Jags, too.
They are the Jags.
Okay.
Their point differential.
Well done, 3-3-7,
I'm trying
man.
To think, is there a bigger? There's not. There's not a bigger. Yes, there is. The Rams. That's the only point differential greater than the Ravens this year.
All right. I don't know what to do with this Scooter Magruder audio. He's put it out really late. He usually does a great job tapping the living room, reacting like we all do to Cowboy games. Or I have NFL trades that should happen. I don't know if we're going to have enough time. Is there one great clip from Scooter, Roy? I haven't heard it.
I would say the just his reaction to how it all went down there in overtime.
In overtime?
Mm-hmm. In overtime. Troy, if you got that, it's number 13 there in the T-drive, which I threw in there.
This is Scooter Magruder coming out with the videos. He says they'll now come out on Mondays. This is way late. I just want to see if it's as good as normal with you watching the Texans game.
Why are we punting? Why did we put Cole Beasley in the backfield with Zeke? Why did we do that? Tackle him! Tackle Hopkins! We lost. We're going to lose. We're going to lose. It was fourth and one, and we punted, and then this happens! They're in field goal range, and they make it. Fire Jason Garrett right now! This man is gutless! Fourth and one, we have the best running back in the game! And we put the ball! And we put the ball on fourth and one! We are Ezekiel Elliott! And we put the ball on fourth and one! Fire this man. Fire this man! I don't know what Scott Linehan was doing. Had two good plays, they started calling garbage. Receivers can't catch anything! How do we lose to the Texans? I am disgusted. I am disgusted. It's fourth and one!
There it is. That's good. Scooter Magruder with your pain during the Texans' loss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.